I love that intro. Man, I'm so excited. That really does get me pumped up. I got my stuff shared out there. Hope you guys are out there sharing right now for us. Make sure that you guys, if you're watching this right now, share. Get this out there because we're about to drop some great knowledge. We're about to bring some solutions for you, your business, for everyone out there. Let's get it going. Today we have a special guest. And the special guest is an amazing person. You might have heard of him. You might have heard of this guy. You might have seen him on social media. You might have seen some of his posts. You might have seen some of his podcasts. You might have seen some of his everything that he does. I'm excited to have him. It's Sandy.
He is a problem solver from coast to coast, continent to continent. He is not just a solutionary, but he is also known as the solutionist. That's right. Sandy Cerami.
Welcome, my man. What's up, fellas?
What's going on? Good morning, man. We appreciate you for being here, folks. This guy is awesome. We've been having a conversation for about 20 minutes before the show started, and the conversation we should have went live with that because it was some really good nuggets in that alone by itself.
We were dropping content all over the floor for 20 minutes, like a couple of dopes here, you know.
We should have just hit a record button or something, but that's okay. That little bit of time was just a little bit. We're going to drop some really good knowledge here. I know that Sandy's going to bring some stuff.
Good prime.
I'm excited to hit him with this five-liner because it's cool. I want to really hear the backstory of Sandy. I want to see where he comes from. I want to see what his motivation is. So I'm pumped up about that this morning, Lou.
We are really, really excited to have you in here. There's so much that's stirring inside of the auto industry, and there's so many people that are actually starting to get a seat on this ride and try to envision going someplace that they've never been before. The business is going someplace that it's never been before, and the potential for growth is huge. And there's so many people that are actually spotting it out, like saying, there, you guys see it? And trying to get others to get it, right? And it's literally in his name, the solutionist. He is trying to find a way where there is no way. We're just welcome. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
I appreciate it, guys. I've been looking forward to it. You know, Fred and I have been back and forth on social media for a couple of months now. I literally caught him on IG. I said, that dude has energy. I need to be around that. And we literally cultivated a relationship vis-a-vis social media, which is what I love about it.
Absolutely. And that's been what's beautiful. Like, I think a lot of people, smart people out there during this whole situation that we've been through, during quarantine, during this, during that, have taken advantage of social media, have used it to the fullest, much better than they were before. Because this social media game, wow, there's so much out there. You can literally become best friends with somebody without ever meeting them.
100%.
And that's the way this world is starting to become. But is that a good thing or a bad thing? I think to me it's great. Is there some sad?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both, Fred. I think you're 100% right. I think that there are some really positive aspects to it. There's also some drawbacks. I don't think that it should be just the social media piece. I think there's a element of the hierarchy in this world that is trying to drive it that way. Maybe the folks in Silicon Valley. I don't know. Just a thought. But I think you have to have the ability to communicate and connect on both a social media level, but also an interpersonal, live and in-person level too. I think that both of those skills will serve people very well.
Absolutely. There's another nugget for you guys.
There is. We're in technology land, right? Yeah. But it doesn't take away the human.
Yeah.
People are able to not just buy their car or find the right vehicle online. They're able to find a spouse on the internet.
Absolutely. Cars, wives, husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends.
And then when you find out later on that that person's digital presence is a whole other person, and so it becomes a reality check in many cases, which is the same thing that happens when people are buying something, right? When people are searching to get something. It's like, okay, your digital presence is this, and my expectations are high. So it's important that we make sure to bridge that gap that says, hey, you are this person that you project to be.
Sure.
And you're also delivering something even better when they get the real thing, when they get to really shake a hand or hit an elbow or something.
Lou, that's a million-dollar point. right? What you just said is a $1 million point. First of all, we call that in the car business days gone by bait and switch. All right, let's be clear about that. Yes. But what you just said is spot on. When you can exceed the expectations that people have based on an online experience that they've had with you or a social media experience when you're live and in person, then you've got something. That's magic.
That's right. That's right. Just like Car Guy Coffee. So car guys and car gals, we wanted to let you know that if you go to carguycoffee.com, you can see all these previous episodes. You can also get you some of this caffeinated consistency because this is a true car guy that's in here and he's sipping solutions inside of the cafe. We want to thank our sponsors this morning. Thank you, Elite FI Partners and Think Ad Group.
Woo!
Thank you so much for
being here. Thank you very much. These two groups are amazing. They are solutionists in their own right. They're out there just trying to help people. They're out there just trying to find a way to make sure that your business, that your personal brand, or whatever it is that you're trying to work on is better than it was the day before. That's all they're trying to do.
That's it.
So make sure you guys get a hold of them. They're awesome. Matter of fact, another person who's really good at that is Sandy. Make sure you guys reach out to Sandy, too. We got an email address down here at the bottom. We'll talk about that some more as we go through the show. But, man, I'm excited. This five-liner is going to be hot. It's going to be great. I'm ready to get it going. How about you?
I'm ready to do this.
So let's do this.
The first
thing first
you know for us to get into the mode of growing, folks. If you want to keep growing, you got to apply 3 F's. Sandy, join us as we bring this revolution to an industry
that
at heart gets people to fly to heights that they've only dreamed of. On three, everybody, we're going to forgive, focus, fly. One, put the hands on the shoulders. This is the symbol is to wipe the dust, wipe the unforgiveness off the shoulders. On three, one, two, three, forgive. Wipe it off. Focus on where you're going and fly and keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. That's right. Don't wait to have an entire arena.
I don't even have to work out now. That's just my exercise for the day.
Yeah, perfect. Keep doing. Pop, 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 pop.
Yes.
By the way, Lou's got the moves. I've seen a couple of the shows. Like Lou, he's got the moves.
Oh,
there's no doubt.
You should see him on a daily. This guy, I've known him for almost 2 decades now, and that's all he does. He's like, he walks in the showroom, he goes, I just want to dance. He does. That he gets great. It going. He gets it going, and that's part of what Car Guy Coffee, and, you know, not to talk too much, we've talked about it before, but Car Guy Coffee all came about because of Lou, really, the name.
Right. Point,
because he would come into the showroom so energized like that, that his salesperson would go, what are you on?
In this business, it can be a lot of things, right?
Right, yeah.
So many different things.
What do you want? How do you get so motivated in the morning? And Lou says, Car Guy Coffee. And that's how
I'm my next deal. That's what I'm on.
Yes, I am too. That's a good one. Get you some. So let's get this thing rolling.
Let's do it. Let's go.
So I'm going to ask you 5 questions, Sandy. And these 5 questions are very similar to the one I ask a lot of people. I switch it up a little bit, but the very first one's always the same. And it's your why, what your purpose is. So, Sandy, what gets you up? What motivates you? What makes you say, you know what? I'm going to make my business blow up. I'm going to make sure that my personal brand's good. I'm going to make sure my family life's good. What is that motivation?
I mean, the internal, really special motivation for me is my wife, Mary, my son, Patrick, my daughter, Anna. You know, I have experienced life at the very top. I've experienced life at the very bottom. I promise you guys. And I'm not here having this conversation with you guys without my wife, Mary, saying 4 words to me. When I needed to hear him the most about 10 years ago, I believe in you, because I had a voice in my head that was telling me everything but. So my why every single day is to make sure that I make them proud and honor, you know, what they've done for me over the course of the last 10 years, picking me up off the canvas and dusting me off and then pushing me back out into the world. So I want to do the same thing for other people. I mean, I get up every single morning with a mission to help people that are willing to help themselves. And if that's a matter of helping them grow past a fear, false evidence appearing real, by the way, fear, to grow through a challenge, to break through to a new performance level, to get them to think differently or think better than they've been thinking previously, that's the reason I get up every single morning. I bounce out of bed. I say thank you every single morning when I get up.
Wow. That's I love how you tie your why in with – it's like a gratitude thing too, you know, because you have gratitude for your family. You have gratitude for
100%.
You know, for her having your back these last 10 years, I'm sure these last 10 years have been amazing for you and that the growth that you've had personally.
It's been interesting. It's been interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, and that being said, you know, it's good to have that. It is good to have that type of burning inside of you that lets you know you are good enough, that you are more than you believe and you can always be more than you even thought you could be just by putting the work in the put the effort in, or having your purpose, having the people that support you, you know, and then putting the work in, because the work is all of it. A lot of people want things, but they don't want to put the work in. They just say,
"Oh, 100%."
But just
Fred, you're absolutely spot on. It's funny because the thing, and we were talking about this off camera before we even started rolling here. We were talking about the fact that certain people have had a challenge with respect to social media. I'm not dropping any names here, just people in general have had a challenge. And a lot of it is because the 6-inch space in between their ears is filled with these outside voices that have unfortunately infected or affected how they're thinking. And that's part of what I want to do every single day is when I get around people is to get them to feel good about themselves, to get them to feel good about what they are capable of, to get them to see what I see for them. So that they can think a little bit bigger and a little bit better. And you're right. It's how we decide every single day that we're going to actually take on the challenges that we face. I mean, it's critical.
It's so critical that it could impede somebody from becoming everything that they've ever dreamt of being.
Yep.
One decision, one thought could change the entire trajectory of a person's life, depending on who it is that's
absolutely
involved. Right. You have this great relationship. I love the why. I mean, so many other great people that we've had the chance to actually brew a conversation with have such a similar heartbeat. Right. The people that are closest to them, that know them the most, love them the most, and have given them the most firm, stable standing in life. Right. You know, you're safe with those people.
100%.
That you start to brush up against. Those are the ones that actually start to peel away the parts of you that don't belong and help you to go out prepared, right? I know if my wife checks me out before I leave in the day, she'll find something either good, or she'll give me the compliment, you're good, you're ready to rock.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
She'll say,
she's very similar to my wife. Yeah, let me pick out a couple of things that are imperfect, and then I can send the more perfect person out into the world today.
There you go. Exactly. And that's right. We need that. That is so crucial. That is so key. But it translates not just from leaving the home, but then when you show up to the job, when you're trying to actually achieve something better, you still need to have those people that are going to brush up against you, whether it's a fellow salesperson on the floor, it's a good mentor manager, or it's even the customer that you get the chance to be in front of. Because I believe in this business, we have two types of people that they either accept the job as a script reader or a leader. And
right.
when we make that transition, we get the chance to actually learn and take lessons with us. So I'm inspired. I'm just excited that you're here this morning and we get the chance to talk. Can't wait till we do really have a sit around where we don't have the lights and the cameras and we can just continue a fun conversation, but you do make it nice and easy to talk. And I want to find out how you made it to the car business. So I guess hitting in question number two is, what got you in this fun business?
So it's a great question. It's a story that's happy and true, with a bunch of bumps in the road. I can tell you that. I mean, I was born into the business. I'm a third generation, car guy, if you will. My grandfather got into the business back in the 30s, buying and selling used cars by accident. That's a much longer story, which I'm not going to, put you through today, but suffice to say, it was a completely accidental experience getting into the used car business, then getting into the new car business. He ended up as a Pontiac dealer in 1957 when it was not exactly a good time to be a Pontiac dealer. But a couple of years later, a guy by the name of John DeLorean stumbled onto the scene and pretty much breathed new life into the brand. And, you know, my family went on a great run for years in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s. You know, we were the number one Pontiac dealer in New Jersey for, you know, more than a decade. I claim no credit there. I was a kid running around the dealership lot at 6, 7, 8 years of age, washing cars, you know, changing license plates, anything I could do to be around the business. I love the people of the business. I don't know a damn thing about fixing a car. I'm not the guy that's going to go in there and change his own oil and rotate his own tires or, you know, get under the hood of a car. I couldn't tell you what engine a car has in it, but what I loved about the business was the people and the business piece of it. And I had the good fortune of coming into the business after you guys familiar with the Anheuser-Busch scholarship program that was sponsored by the Blutarsky family?
No, but that's interesting. Go ahead and talk about that.
So I went to University of Rhode Island in 1986 and decided that I was going to spend the year burning through about $10,000 of my dad's hard-earned money, having a lot of fun, but not getting too much work done. But always known I wanted to come back into the car business. That was ultimately what I wanted to do anyway. And so I spent a year in college on the Blucharski Scholarship, as I said before, sponsored by Anheuser-Busch, which is to say that I just, you know, blew off the educational piece. Now, I look back on that today and say I just wasn't ready to learn, if you will, but I wanted to work. And I went right into the car business in 1987. I've been there ever since. And so, you know, I had a really interesting run. You know, in 2001, my grandfather passed away. The estate plan was a little bit dated, let's put it that way. Caused a little bit of dissension amongst family members, but ultimately we put Humpty Dumpty back together again and then had a great run. My wife and I owned the store from 2002 all the way through to the end of 2008 when we decided to put the key in the door with the GM bankruptcy proceeding. You know, we had no idea that was going to happen. We just knew the business was really tough at that point in time. And we shut the doors on a 52-year-old business. Probably the lowest moment of my life, second lowest moment of my life. It was Black Friday of 2008, the day after Thanksgiving, when we announced that we were going to shut the doors. And truthfully, fellas, at that point in time, I had a lot of terrible voices going on in my head, you know, telling me that I was a failure, that I pushed all the chips to the center of the table because we took everything we had and put it into the center of the table to buy the store. That's both Mary and I. Two little kids at home at that point in time, toddlers running around, and no college education and not a very bright future in my mind at that point. GM bankruptcy gets announced. Our deal gets tossed. I end up in May of 2009, like walking around like Kane from Kung Fu, you know, we're just walking the earth having an experience. And I walk into the back door of my house, and I had to tell my wife that we were, you know, 5 months past due with a mortgage, that they had started foreclosure proceedings. And she looked me right in the eyes and she said, and I have tears streaming down my cheeks, like, I'm done. I had $11 in my pocket. I was overdrawn in all three of my checking accounts, two business accounts and a personal account. And I had no place to go. I walked in the back door house. She says, I love you. I believe in you. Those four words like changed everything for me. But you got to go do something because something is better than nothing. And that started me on the path to where we are today. I literally went to a Starbucks because I had 11 bucks. That was all I could afford, was a half a cup of Starbucks. I needed the car guy coffee at that point, fellas.
Right. I didn't know.
Right? So I wrote down a list of 328 people that I thought I could actually reach out to get advice, to get some input, to help me develop the business that I had thought of in terms of training and placing salespeople in the car business, because I knew we could do it better. We were always a top performer with our brands. We were always market effective. And I built this business plan out that ended up evolving to what it is today, which is a full-blown consulting platform. We work not just in sales and service, but, you know, across the entire scope of a dealership operation, and have gone outside of automotive in the last 5 years, which has been amazing. So that's how I got into the business, and that's where I am, you know, ultimately today.
Wow. I love that story. I know that that story can bring pain, but it also brings a lot of joy, because that was a big turning point in your life. It was also a big point where you realized how much your wife supported you and how much she really believed in you, you know, because it does. It takes a lot of belief. You know what? As bad as all that sounds, and that's almost, and to some people, that is rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't.
I was there, bro. I can tell you rock bottom for me was May of 2009, like rock bottom. And I put a post up the other day on social media about rock bottom because I was thinking about it. And, you know, I made a decision when Mary said to me, I believe in you, to actually take rock bottom and make that the foundation and not my excuse for failure. Like, I did not want to have it be an excuse for failure because I felt I'd let everybody down. But I always had this gnawing feeling internally, really deep inside of me, that it just wasn't meant to be the way it was. But I had something bigger planned, and I just had to figure out what the hell it was.
Absolutely. And you're finding it. And you definitely are on that mission right now. And I'm so excited for you. That story, I didn't know that story about you. No. I didn't know that you went through that. I didn't know that there was issues like that. I didn't know that you had to, you know, give up a store after 52 years of it being a business. I could imagine the pain that you felt, like almost shame in a sense. But
100%.
But, you know, but the beautiful thing is the support system. You know, that's what's so beautiful about having, you know, having that partner in your life, your battle buddy, and that's your wife. You know, your wife.
Yeah.
You know, lose my battle buddy here, but when it comes to my life, my wife is my battle buddy. Yeah. And to have that type of support, you're very fortunate to have that. So your wife is a good woman. I feel like you
she's
know that
a superhero,
already.
Bro.
You brag about her all the time. I've heard it. I've seen it. So I know how much that she means to you. how she is a huge key part of your life. So I'm glad that you honor her like that, because that's huge for people. A lot of car guys don't. A lot of car guys put their wives to the side and don't even.
They don't have to do nothing.
No, that is.
Well, listen, I have not earned my wings yet, Fred. I got to tell you right now. Like, there are days when she probably wants to just run me over with the car. I get it. But you're right. I do. I wouldn't be here otherwise. Like, I tell you flat out, those four words, "I believe in you," changed everything for me. Everything.
If you guys have ever been to a wedding, anybody out there been to a wedding, you've probably heard a scripture that sounds similar to, "He that finds a wife finds a good thing." She is the good thing. Right?
Amen.
She is the good thing of my life. I know my wife is exactly what keeps me standing upright, right?
So no matter how balance, right? It's balance for us.
That's right. No matter how far down we go, there's something inside of them. There's that innate mother in them also that helps to raise you back up and say, wipe it up, suck it up, and go get out there and
yes.
You deserve better. You 100%. Deserve better, right? There's no mother out there that doesn't fight like heck to make sure that their child gets what it is that they're supposed to get.
No doubt.
And when a woman grabs a hold of a man and says, "You're going to be everything that I think you're supposed to be, and you're going to be everything that I know you're created to be," and they help to put in that belief, and you're always comforted by their love, regardless of who you are. That's the great thing about having a good, healthy relationship, because it helps you to bounce back.
Amen to that. Yeah, and I tell you, fellas, I think it transcends just, you know, the husband and wife or the spousal partner relationships. You know, think about how we want to impact people out there. I was talking about it before, you know, helping people see what they truly can be, to me, is the gift that I want to give every single day. When I have an opportunity to interact with somebody, you know, where we're doing hand-to-hand stuff in dealerships, and I see somebody struggling, or I see somebody that's like just a degree off from where they should be in order to explode their success. You know, I feel it's my job, it's my mission when I'm working with those folks to get them to see that, right? To support them, to speak into them the kind of hope and the kind of faith that I have in them, so that they can adopt that for themselves. I think it's critical.
And that's a challenge. That's such a challenge, because you're trying to tell them, "I see this," and they don't see it yet.
It takes time, Lou. You're right. It's not nobody gets it like that. There's never that like immediate aha moment. You'll have the lights go off when I'm doing a presentation. You'll see people where they all have that aha moment. They'll hashtag WTSD, as we see on my coffee cup. Write that shit down. If there's something that's worth remembering or something that's made an impact, you got to write that shit down. When I see that happening, I know they've at least started that process. Right. What I want to see them do is to continue to take those steps. And that's why it's got to be something that you continually positively reinforce over time, because nobody gets it like that. It's like your kid walking. Right. Think about this. You guys have kids?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I know Fred does. So you got kids. So when your kids first started walking, they took the first two or three steps and then they fell down. We didn't walk away and say, "Well, that one's not a walker. I'm not going to help them any further." You keep helping them along. You know, it's no different when we. Right. When we teach and develop people, that's exactly what we're doing. That's a nod to my man, Vin Lamant, by the way, because that's his line.
Yeah. I love that.
Oh, that one's so not good. A walker.
That's not a walker. Forget it. Sorry.